Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on rain-making bankers. It's kind of a strange name, right? This masterclass is all about making rain-making bankers. This program is for bankers looking to make it rain and for leaders, firms, who are looking for a highly systematic method to build more rain-making bankers. So this isn't just an approach to do a good job or get paid or promoted, winning a deal here or there. This is about highly systematic processes and skills for making rainmakers who win week in, week out, month after month, bring the rain year after year. A rainmaker, as we well know, is a person who brings in new business and drives existing accounts. So, this program isn't about being a good corporate finance or M&A banker or capital raiser or deal guy or gal. This is about how do you make it rain? Because that's what matters, right? If you want to win in banking, to really get paid, to drive your career to the top, and not just to be senior, but to be leading your firm. And certainly if you want to start your own firm, what matters most is, can you drive revenues? Not can you get a deal done? Can you sell deals? And not just once, week after week, month after month, year after year, can you make it rain? Now, I know that many bankers are just looking to hold on to their job, just to show up and do their meetings, execute whatever deals are put in front of them. And this program isn't for them. This is for bankers who want to drive their careers to the top, who are looking to build relationships faster, deeper, better, win more business easier, more consistently, repeatedly, systematically drive their business to create more and more opportunities for themselves and their firm. In banking, you often hear the concept of being commercially effective, or more dramatically, being a commercial killer or a commercial assassin. But whoever teaches you what this actually means? Ultimately, how do you become a commercial killer? Commercial assassin. How do you just be commercially effective week after week, month after month, year after year? And ideally, how do you systematically keep putting yourself in front of the right opportunities, build relationships, and drive more revenues? Right? Because we can dress it up, can't we? And the banking business is about teamwork, yet, in the end, what really matters is, are you driving revenues? Because this is what really matters in all business, right? Think about every client that you've ever worked with. How does their business look if they don't have any revenues? Who are the most valued people on the team? Those who are doing commodity execution, or those who drive the business? See, and this is one of the biggest misconceptions for many bankers and why they lose. It's why so many bankers reach a VP type level and they stall out. They wonder, why don't I get paid? How do I get promoted? They work hard, do a great job, call on companies, have great meetings, get some deals done here and there. They do what they're told. Good team players, they step up, jump on grenades for the team and all that stuff. But at some point, they realize that just isn't enough. That's how you keep your job. That's how you keep getting promoted to a certain level. It's all highly rewarded at a junior level. Get the model done. Get the book done. fill in some bullet points here on the page. But at the senior level, just like every other business, the business survives and thrives because of those driving revenues. Those who are making it rain. Again, not once, but year after year. Now, the obvious question when you get to compensation and promotion committees is, well, what if we don't pay this person? What if we don't promote them? What do they lose? Another execution resource where they can just put someone else in the seat? What if they lose $100 million of revenue a year? Don't you think that's something that they pay to keep? What role must they give you to keep your revenue stream? And if you're a partner or a senior MD or leadership in a firm, driving real revenues, don't you want to look around and see everyone else on the team doing the same? Why would you want to have another person called partner who isn't contributing to your pot? They're taking a little from everyone else. Versus looking around the room at a bigger and bigger group of your peers who are all making it rain. See, this is why at the senior levels, driving revenues is survival. If you're not producing, you're on that short list when the market turns down of people who are gone. Right, or at the very least, you're just as valued as the other commodity players. And it's also the way that you thrive. If you're massively producing for your firm, what opportunities are not available to you? How are you not getting paid? How are you not getting promoted? How are you not getting more and more leadership opportunities within your firm? As well as, of course, opportunities all over the street. But this isn't just about senior bankers, is it? And more junior levels. Making it rain isn't about survival. Well, you can keep getting paid well and promoted just for doing your job. Working hard, showing up on time, doing great work, jumping on those grenades and whatnot. But then at some point it changes, doesn't it? And if people are measuring you according to, well, how much revenue is against your name? And see, if you've wasted all those early years just doing the basics of your job, then you got a lot of catching up to do. Because we all know this, don't we? You don't just walk in and pick up an account, wow, suddenly it's producing revenue. And many top rainmakers on Wall Street spend years or decades cultivating relationships that drive their revenues. So if, from a junior level, you really get the job, and you see, it's not about just doing your little models and putting bullet points on a page, but it's how you utilize all of that collateral to build relationships. Every deal you work on, solidifying relationships with executives, lawyers, and others, building your network, your highly systematic processes and skills that perhaps years or decades from now will be your secret weapon for consistently, repeatedly making it rain. So even though the cost might be more severe at a senior level if you can't drive revenues, the opportunity is your entire career. You can be building what you need. So that by the time you reach the senior levels, just like those massive rainmakers on Wall Street, you're able to get it cash flowing year after year. See, more than anything, I wish someone had sat me down on day 5 at Goldman Sachs and said, this is the job. Yeah, you can show up and do the work, and you'll be highly rewarded for that in your early years. But what really matters is how good are you at building relationships? Not just selling the firm, selling deals, driving revenues, year after year. And not only do I wish someone had told me this, But imagine they could have handed me a highly systematic end-to-end method on exactly how you do this. A method that you could put to work right away and right now be far more commercially effective. But more so, over years, develop your own rigorous methods for the way you build your banking career. See, and don't so many bankers deserve this? Look at how hard bankers work. They give so much. Just to be listening to this, you must have been winning for so many years just to be in your job and have your job in such a highly competitive industry. So don't you deserve the best ideas on winning? Not just random ideas on how you build relationships or sell the firm or over-deliver for your clients. Put yourself in their shoes. But specifically, how do you build highly systematic process and skills for consistently making it rain? See, and this is what I refer to as the massive hidden problem in banking that I'll talk about in a bit, is that many bankers don't know that their job is selling. Even many senior bankers still miss this point. They think they're in a deal business. No, no. The craft is doing deals, but the business is selling deals. It's just like investing. The craft of investing is deploying capital, and many investors are great at it. They do really well working for someone else's shop. But those who can start their own firm are those who get it's not a business of investing. It's a business of managing assets. Right? So the craft is investing. The job is investing. But the business is acquiring assets to invest. And many investors only see this when they get senior and realize, holy cow, your options are limited. Because you're a replaceable resource. Oh, your performance is down for 3 quarters, see you later. But what about if you're the person who owns all the relationships that brought in all the capital? Can't you take that capital elsewhere? Won't a firm pay to keep you and your assets on board? See, and the exact same is true for bankers. It's a great job, and many of them are very, very good at it. But if you just see it as a job of executing deals, your career is limited. It will only take you so far. But if you see your job is driving revenues, you can drive your career all the way to the top. Or even out. Being one of these massive rainmakers on Wall Street who can start your own firm, put your own name on the door. Right, so the craft of banking is doing deals, but the business is selling deals. But this isn't just to say, well, it's just a sales job. No, it's far more. And this is what makes it fun and hard. And really challenging to put together a program like this for you. Because if it was just about selling, like walking in and selling photocopiers, well, that's all about how do you walk into a room and influence someone. We'll be doing a lot of that. But the banking sale is far more sophisticated, long-term, trust-based. It's not just about waiting for client opportunities, but creating them. See, again, this is one thing that often gets missed at a junior level because you're too busy doing your models and your books. Even many VPs think they're in the business of writing bullet points on a page and showing up at a meeting. But at a senior level, top bankers have a nose for deals. They spend their time networking, talking to folks, thinking about what's really going on, honing in on where it's already raining. What I refer to as storm chasing. seeking out those deals that are already coming to market or already in market. But the real nose for deals is smelling the rain, having a sense for what opportunities will come, figuring out, well, where are those clouds forming? What deals will happen? What should happen? Which businesses should get sold? Industries should get consolidated? Which companies are going to need to delever and sell assets? So this is about far more than just selling deals. Being excellent at the banking sale is about lining it up end to end, being highly systematic in the way that you spin up your opportunities, that you imagine them, that you figure out where they're going to happen, and you position yourself to not just do, but to drive these deals. So this business and this program isn't just about, well, can you sell a deal here or there? But to get highly systematic about the way you create opportunities, drive revenues, make it rain for creating one of those industry-defining careers. That's what we're doing in this masterclass. Highly systematic methods for making it rain week after week, month after month, year after year.